It's been more than 7 decades since Yakima Nation members have hunted near Rattlesnake Mountain, just outside of the Tri-Cities in Washington State. Correspondent Anna King has an exclusive look inside the hunt.
A maroon Toyota 4Runner pauses for a moment along a rough road. It's on the Hanford Reach National Monument.
There's a spike.
Then several massive bull elk and dozens of cows and yearlings cross just about 100 yards in front of the vehicle.
There are some calves.
This was a reverent moment for the people of the Yakima Nation. After 70 years, they were hunting the flanks of Rattlesnake Mountain, or Lalique, again.
It's not really anything to brag or boast about, that, you know, we honestly did this in a right manner to honor that area and to, again, like I mentioned, to make that connection.
That's Jeremy Takala. He's on the Yakima Nation Tribal Council and one of the hunters. The Hanford Reach is a 196,000-acre horseshoe of land that encircles the Hanford Nuclear Cleanup Site. The Columbia River and State Route 240 roll right through it. The Hanford Reach is federally protected. It's awash with sagebrush, bunch grass, and desert-dwelling critters. And within the reach, Rattlesnake Mountain is one of the most sacred sites for the Washit religion, practiced by many Columbia Plateau tribes.
Even tribal members do not just willy-nilly go up there and hang out and look around just so that they can enjoy the view.
That's Rose Ferry, a resource analyst for the Yakima Nation. One of the best things about returning is what Takala says is making tracks or putting footsteps on the landscape again.
The land knows us. You tell the land your name and our language to, you know, recognize of who you are, that you're not any stranger, you know, that you're come to connect with the land that our people have had in the past.
Yakima Nation hunters believe these sorts of hunts will help balance the ecosystem. According to the state Fish and Wildlife's plan, the reach can only sustain about 350 elk. Now there are an estimated 2,400. The Yakima Nation says the elk are damaging the delicate shrub-step desert ecosystem. On the Yakima hunt in December, 13 animals were killed in all. All parts of the animals were used. Takala says hiking on the land was thought-provoking.
You know, looking at the land, you know, taking a break here and there, just touching the ground, and, you know, just taking in the views, not just of Lalique, but the surroundings. You know, just to think about what it historically looked like before all of this development, before this was a Manhattan Project.
Tribal Councilman Terry Himsa says high places and desolate places serve a special purpose.
It's not just to go up and get tired, walk up there. It's to pray and gather yourself. And everybody needs it. Even you need it to find that connection with Earth again, life.
The Yakima Nation plans to return to Lalique with women and girls to harvest sacred roots in the next few weeks. I'm Anna King.